You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Let me just say, if I may be so bold and so kind, I missed the hell out of you guys.
Aww.
I missed every single one of you. I woke up this morning and I didn't even get a good night's sleep.
You were that excited.
You couldn't kick the smile off of my face. I was ready to come in and see my people today.
Hi, my name is Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan. It's so nice to meet you.
Young man, who are you?
Who?
Who are you?
Well, you know, I had to put in my Google Maps to get here today, so I don't even really know where I am. What's going on?
Here's what I figured out.
My name's
Scott, by the way.
My name is Dana, and I would do very well retired. That is what I figured out in the last 2 weeks. By about day six, I was like, man, I could do this.
Wait a minute. I come in and I say, I missed you guys like crazy.
I did miss you, but I got used to not being here with you. I did. I mean, not in a bad way. I would still reach out and be like, hey, how you doing?
Way?
How you doing, bro?
Scott, I missed you like crazy.
Thank you, Sam.
I had some good naps.
Wow.
I had a lot of good naps.
Mm-hmm.
I did not watch the news. We watched movies. We did projects around the house. Like, I got more stuff done. All of the things when you, during the body of your work week, you just can't get to those things.
Sure.
I got all of those things done. We made a list and I got all of them done.
Good. Did you get your iPhone upgraded?
Except that one.
Okay.
Why did you have to bring that up?
Because if I don't, you won't.
And there's been a car wreck going on in the newsroom for the last hour and a half.
I'm just giving everyone a little bit of advice, and then we're going to go right on past it. If you watch during the NFL games, that slick new ad, sometimes Patrick Mahomes is in the ad, sometimes he's not. And they will tell you, go on down to T-Mobile and you can get 4 new iPhones if you sign up with T-Mobile, which we did. We needed
Patrick Mahomes discount.
I asked for the Patrick price. They gave me the Patrick price. Customer service was outstanding.
Okay.
Here's my customer service announcement to you. Just be aware that when you get a new cell phone after 5 or 10 years, it is going to take hours of your life to put it back where everything belongs.
Hmm.
Just going to leave it at that.
What do you mean, Dana?
You will get lost in a matrix. If you are listening right now and you are maybe 40 years and older, you will get lost in a matrix of confusion from which you will not emerge.
But what do you mean, Dana?
I don't have a single contact in my phone. I didn't know my children's numbers, except one. I didn't know.
Whoa.
Jax is a very easy number to remember.
Okay.
But I'm warning you, in an emergency, we are too reliant on that damned device. I can't drive my car. I couldn't Instacart. You have to start all over with your apps and re-sign in to all of your apps. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to call Travis because I can't get into my Tesla.
Wait, you couldn't drive your car because you couldn't
operate
the new phone?
Then
but
I go.
Your car's
what about
out
the
front?
Key?
Then I go to call Travis, and guess what? I can't call Travis because I don't know Travis's number and none of my contacts switched over.
Teslas are too cool for keys, Dan.
Have you ever been in a situation where you needed to actually dial someone's phone number? How many numbers would you know, Scott?
Sarah's, my mom's. Shonda's, Maya's, and T's. And a couple of ex-girlfriends that I won't name.
I probably
know.
No, I don't.
4 numbers. And I'll tell you this, Scott, yours isn't one of them. I know it's got a 6 in it.
No, it doesn't.
A 4?
It's got 2 of those.
Let's go ahead and just read his number on the air.
I remember the phone from my house 40 years ago.
I do too. 233-9243. I remember that from Topeka. I remember my childhood phone number.
Well, let's hope that's not an active number.
You ask me in a zombie apocalypse, can you get a hold of all of your children? The answer would be no. And that's embarrassing.
I can.
You only have 2. I have volume.
Well, that's true.
What makes you think the cell towers would be up during a zombie apocalypse?
That's so true. That's also so true. Anyway, that's it. If you're trying to call me, you can't. Or I won't answer it because I don't know who
you
are.
I know my mom's cell phone and landline.
Ooh,
now
that's impressive.
Can we change the mindset with this whole situation? And instead of looking at it as a burden, because you now have to find the people whose numbers you want in your phone and get it from them the old fashioned way, like word of mouth.
Okay.
Instead, look at that as a blessing, because you don't have to go through and weed out your 2,700 contacts that you didn't want. Yeah, before.
But this is why I need you in my life. He's right that there is a glass half full here, and that's one of them.
But in that contact list, Sam, of 2,700 people that she had, a lot of them are news source contacts.
They are.
That's true. That she has relied on for 25 years.
They are. I got a text the other day, and I'm not going to give away what the subject, verb, and direct object were, but I'm going to make one up, Dan. I got a text from somebody, and I did not recognize the name, in my old phone. And under contacts, because I didn't know who it was, I pressed on it, and it said, guy who wrestled bear on I-70 15 years ago.
Oh my God.
I had him saved in my phone as the news story that he was.
Because, of course, you would remember.
Correct. And if you're listening, if you've had your phone more than 5 years, 10 years, I've had my phone 25 years.
You've had that phone number 25 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
I got a text from your daughter, Sophie, today.
Yeah. What does it say, Scott?
Hi, Scott. It's Sophie. Did you get into contact with my mom? She got a new phone. And doesn't have phone numbers.
I told her, can you please tell Scott to call me? My children hate me right now.
Do you want me just to send you contacts that you would need or want?
I'll just slowly start adding them back, like Sam said, and it will be fine.
But how many contacts do you have in your phone right now?
Like 20.
I just thought of another glass half full perspective.
Please.
Now you can say, new phone, who dis, and actually mean
and
it.
And actually mean it. Yeah. I've never done that and actually meant it. I'm sorry, who are you again? Because that's always awkward. I can legitimately now say, I don't know who you are.
Why did you get a new phone? What was wrong with the old one?
I wanted the Patrick Price. We needed a new carrier. So I thought, you know what? If we're going to jump carriers, we might as well get 4 new phones out of it.
Was there something wrong with the
23 hours
price
of my life I'd never get it back.
I mean, if time is money, you're losing money.
Yeah. So
was
okay.
Was there something wrong with the price or the product of your old phone? And by the way, it keeps pinging.
When that's the other thing, you have to go in and fix your dings. You're just going to be there's another ding.
Okay.
These are all my friends going, this is so and so, because I legitimately cannot reach out to anyone.
Is that going to go on all afternoon?
Well, if I could figure out how to shut the dings down, I will.
I'll be in there at the break.
Something I needed help with.
Okay. All right. All right. Enough, people.
We did find a great way for you to get all your contacts back. Just tell the whole world that you don't have any contacts.
Oh, my gosh. Test, ding, LOL. I can hear me dinging, LOL. John Grayson here. Thank you, Grayson.
No. If you're going to send Dana a text, make sure to not put your name
in.
No,
do not.
No, because now I just have a bunch of them saying, guess who? Test.
Loaded up with tests and guess who?
Oh, someone just wrote ding. No, stop. Oh, God.
Maybe throw in some random news story ideas now and then.
Or like a hint.
All
like,
right, like, that's enough.
Like, give her a hint as to who you might be and make her guess.
Okay, no, we are not doing riddles.
We went to Cancun right, in 2017 with the kids.
One of
I
our
wrestled
friends.
A bear on I-70 15 years ago.
I was the guy riding naked on a four-wheeler down I-29. You remember me?
In fact, if you could send in a limerick of some kind to
Chiefs
her.
Chiefsaholic. Dana, testing.
Speaking of, did you watch the new documentary?
It's
yes,
not bad. We talked
so
about this
good.
One.
Oh, my
God.
We talked about this on Friday. It's actually well done.
I'm embarrassed to say I liked it, except the first 20 minutes. We all look like idiots the first 20 minutes. But if you... Oh, all right!
I thought it was awesome.
There once was a man from Nantucket. Really?
Yes, keep those up. Maybe a terrible joke if you have time.
Dan, I know that's you. That's Dan. I need to go back home. I need a vacation day just to handle the phone.
You just had 20. We all had 20.
Why? I just had to have the Patrick Price.
So if Dana's in your contact list, maybe a limerick, maybe a riddle. I don't know if we're going to have time.
Do not send me nudes.
No. No nudes. But make her guess who you are.
Well, they should be tasteful.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Above the waist.
Okay.
You know, did you have all your contacts and paperwork and all that saved to the cloud?
I did.
To your account?
I did. Yes, I did, Dan. And do you know what?
Yeah.
My account was my old email that used to end with intercom.com.
Oh, well, it's, yeah, okay.
Yeah, have fun untangling that one. The engineer walked by us in the newsroom, shook his head, and just said, I'm out.
He did chuckle and then walk away.
He chuckled and walked away.
By the way, Dana, I'm now just texting you ding over and over again.
Okay, that's great. That is just great.
There it is. There's my ding.
Oh, God, stop it.
This is the most fun I've had.
That's quite the delay. I thought this technology was supposed to be faster.
Hello, is this Dana? LOL. I mean, I don't know. This is your life, but you don't know who's in your life. Okay.
Really, Sam?
What?
Welcome back.
I think she has us on silent now. Oh, no.
Nope, there it is.
Right. There it is.
Hello from Lansing Prison. Really? Do we know anyone at Lansing?
Oh, yeah. 913-586-7798.
Are you in B Ward?
It is so good. B Ward. I'm in C Wing. So glad to have the band back together. Dan Weinbaum, Sam Stevie III, Dana Ding Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMPC. Sam just said to me in my ear, this is what Dana is saying to every single person who is dinging her phone right now. Who are you?
Yeah.
Who it is? New phone, literally.
All good. Get it figured out.
At least you got the Patrick Price.
Yep. Got that Patrick Price.
The girls are on their way back from Puerto Rico.
Lovely,
except did you hear the news over the week? Puerto Rico was without power for 2 days. And this is not a new problem in Puerto Rico.
A massive blackout. Yeah.
The entire island, check that, 80% of the island was without power for 48 hours, including the Airbnb where Sarah and Maya were staying.
Oh, wow.
With their mom. I'm sure Shonda, you know, and I know Shonda like the back of my hand, and we have a great relationship. I don't want to, but I know that that had to make her furious.
Right.
As it would. I mean, you're taking your kids down to the Caribbean for 6 or 7 days, and the house you're staying at, you can't cook food. It's going to be hot at night because you're in the Caribbean.
Well, you can't exactly go to just the restaurant on the corner either because they don't
have
power
either. They're
out
of food too. Yeah. So power is back on. It's been restored to all customers in Puerto Rico as of yesterday after a sweeping blackout plunged the U.S. territory into darkness on New Year's Eve. On New Year's Eve.
Can you imagine?
Power back up for 98% of Puerto Rico's 1.4 million utility customers.
Okay. We are not going to discuss the weather right now here, but we do need to say, because this email just came in, you might have heard the ding, that the National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch in effect from Saturday evening through late Sunday night. And I know we're all discombobulated because today's Thursday and it feels like Monday.
I thought it was Monday too.
This is Saturday evening through late Sunday. We are seeing some insane totals being predicted. But that being said, we all spoke to Brian Busby in a little group chat this morning. He is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour and temper some of the frantic nature of what we're seeing online with respect to this storm. The watch currently says snow accumulations from 4 to 13 inches.
I got to get the bread and milk. I got to get the bread and They said snow. I got to get the bread and milk. Oh, my God. I got to get the bread and milk.
So he was sharing with us a picture of some of the raw data that's coming in, and I hope I'm not violating a trust, but it was from one of their competitors, and he was saying this is what's so aggravating is when the competition just throws out raw data numbers, and here are some of the—
Without context.
Right. St. Joseph on Saturday night into Sunday morning, 25 inches of snow. Ottawa, 8.5 inches of snow. Butler, Missouri, 4.5 inches of snow. Chillicothe, 25 inches of snow. And but this is raw data. They haven't had time to calculate it, put it up with other models.
Well, that's also them just clinging to the worst possible outcome and putting that out onto the forecast.
Now, that being said, the watch is also including language, and this is from the National Weather Service, that ice accumulations of up to 1/3 of an inch are also possible, primarily south of I-70. So we're going to talk to him about snow accumulation totals, ice accumulation totals, and
why it's so hard to predict.
Yeah, why it's so hard to predict, because we're 48 full hours out, really.
Well, and I think he would even tell you snow is different than rain.
Of course.
And so I remember years ago.
It's solid.
No. No.
Let's think of the other ways snow is different than rain, Sam.
Go. That's not what I meant.
Has a lovely pattern to it.
Every flake is different.
One snowflake is alike.
I mean, that hail was at least a full index finger.
One of them is white. The other one is rain colored.
What? What color is rain?
Wow.
Clear.
Okay.
Rain colored.
So one is white and one is clear.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I just want to play Scott on a loop going, well, snow is different than rain.
Well, it is.
And then wait, when Busby calls in, we have to play that. Say, look, we want you to use this language.
If he agrees with me, owe me an apology.
We should see if he will say on the air, you know, snow is different than rain. When it comes to snow is different than rain. Let's see if he'll say it.
Okay.
Oh, he will say that.
Ooh.
I will die laughing. It's a new Busby buzzword, phrase.
Do we give him a Busby buzzword?
No. We give him the phrase
snow that is
you
different than rain.
Just dropped on us, because that, okay, my friend, is gold.
How many text messages have you received in the last 10 minutes?
It's calming down, and for that, I am thankful.
We're in dry January. Have you heard about this?
Every year?
Yeah.
Okay.
So for many, the New Year's means new goals.
Yes.
Do you have a New Year's resolution?
I do.
Would you care to share it?
To take my vitamins every single day.
And?
I've made it 0 out of 2 days.
Okay.
Can we workshop a new goal for you?
Yeah.
Scott and I?
Yeah.
Mine's really simple. Drink water.
Mm.
I am proud of you, but do you also notice I brought in a water bottle?
I see it.
To
it's
drink
looking good.
With my Chick-fil-A Diet Coke.
Well.
All right. Drinking water is good, because Dr. Michelle says hydrate before you caffeinate.
Okay. Here is my New Year's resolution for you.
Okay.
Eat before you come to work.
That is fair.
I thought we were supposed to say things that were possible.
No, that is fair.
She doesn't like the taste of water.
I had some soup before
yours
I came in.
Yours isn't possible.
That's fair.
This is water with a splash of cranberry juice in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I found I'm more likely to drink it if it's not pure liquid in its waterterial form.
Which is different than snow.
Completely different. Okay. Can we please find him saying that, Sam? Because when Busby calls in, I swear to you.
Well, then if that's the case,
I want Busby to say, you know, rain is different than snow. Is that what he said exactly? Rain is different than snow.
Okay. Forecasting it is harder.
I understood the context.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you.
But isolated, it sounded pretty dumb.
It will be so
well, you know,
funny.
Water is different than, or rain is different than snow.
It will be so funny if we can get him to say that.
If we do that, I want her isolated saying in its waterial form.
Okay. I've got some work to do before 3:15.
I hate to be dropping new lingo on all y'all.
Waterial form.
Do we want to do our year words of, what did we call it? I can't remember.
Words of affirmation?
Not words of affirmation, because Scott's was altitude one year.
Oh, that's right.
Mottos to live by, what did we call it?
And remember, now I want to be clear here, in my own defense, clear like rain.
Yes.
unlike snow, which is white.
Correct.
Till it gets dirty.
Correct. And then sometimes if it's peed on, it's yellow.
Right.
And Frank Zappa once famously said, don't drink the yellow snow.
Mm-hmm.
Several years ago, you challenged me to come up with a word for the year.
That is right.
And you thought I would come up with something stupid.
I was so proud of you.
And
shut up.
Ding.
And I said, you said, what is your word of the year? And I said, my word of the year is altitude.
Okay.
And you go, okay.
I liked it.
I caught you by surprise.
Yeah.
And you said, what do you mean by that? And I said, I'm going to rise above it.
Yep. And I think for the most part, you did a good job of rising above.
Couple slips. But yeah. Other than that, I rose above it.
More turbulence than plane crash?
Yeah.
Yeah. The best time to choose your word of the year is when you are preparing to set your goals for the new year. Here are some ideas if you are struggling to come up with your word of the year.
I already got mine.
Balance. Boldness. Clarity. Courage.
Cojones.
Dedication. Empathy. Harmony. And my personal favorite, watertorial.
Nice.
What does it mean? Nobody knows.
I see two of them. All right. When we get back, and think outside of the box. Don't go with, you can, but you don't have to go with those.
Resilience.
We all three of us have to come up. And maybe get Dan in here for his, because his will be weird. A word for the year. For
now, can it be two words butted together with like an imaginary hyphen?
So long as they work together, they can't be two separate words.
Gotcha.
You can't say resilience and harmony.
Right. Perfect.
It has to be resilient number harmony. Number 74 is openness, being more open to different experiences.
Okay. All right. That was an interesting buzz. What was that?
Must be my email tone.
Oh.
Number 60 on the list for word of the year is hope. As in, I hope someone can help me figure my phone out.
Does every time I go ding, does an angel get its wings?
No, I think I lose about 6 months off my life.
913-586-7798. That's the text line. If you would like to send in your word for the year for 2025, Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott. You're on KMBZ. Snow is different than rain.
Watertorial form.
We're doing words of the year. What's your word of the year?
Oh, I'm going to have to think about that one.
Well, and I'll go to you last.
Yeah.
Years ago, mine was, to Dana's surprise, altitude.
This year, it's watertorial.
And she said, what do you mean by altitude? And I said, I'm going to rise above it. She was like, oh, damn. There's I thought you were going to say something here. Stupid.
No, there's some good ones on here. Here's a tough one. Forgiveness. I don't know that we need to do that an entire year. I feel like that should be like a leap year thing.
I think forgiveness is healthy.
Wait, make it even longer?
Forgiveness is healthy, but I don't know that it needs to be an entire year's, you know, unless you're stuck, you know, in just perpetual rage against hundreds of people or something, then maybe you could focus on forgiveness.
Okay.
For most people, we need to do a better job of forgiving, but I don't know that that would be your entire word for the year.
Okay.
Maybe it is a continued theme in its self-forgiveness.
Yeah, maybe.
When you need it.
Mm-hmm.
When you need to do it. Sam, what's your word?
Actionable change.
Okay. Can't we just keep things simple? Actionable change?
Actionable change. If you identify a problem, whether that's in your own personal life or in your surrounds, rather than just identifying it and, quite frankly, asking others to work around it for you, figure out a change that you can make to work around it.
Actionable change.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it. It's a little wordy.
It's two words.
It's only two words.
A lot of syllables in those words.
Watereal.
Five.
What's your word of the year?
I need a moment to think about it.
I'm ready.
Lay it on me.
Acceptance.
Okay.
I have to learn to accept the things that I cannot change.
Every
like
day.
Old age.
That's one of them.
Well, creaky knees. I need to accept the things that I cannot change.
I'm struggling with number 32 on this list. I feel like it should be a word of the year for me, but I don't want it to be.
What list is this?
It's a 100 actionable, Sam, words that could be your word of the year, Dan.
Like actionable change.
Which is two words or a hyphenated word. Number 32 is discipline.
Mm.
I hate that word. I hate the thought of that word.
Maybe it, that's why you need to adopt
it. Yeah, it would be a good word for me.
Because it gives you a boundary.
Yeah, I do not like boundaries unless I set them, and then that's okay. But if someone tells me...
But Dana, you setting your own boundary is your discipline.
Yeah, not so sure. I like delight. I like curiosity. But I like cultivate.
Discipline will help you fulfill your other New Year's resolution, which is take your vitamins.
But Dana,
that's true.
You can't, you are delightful. You are curious. You can't, your word of the year can't be something that you already are. It has to be something it has to be something you aspire to be. I aspire to have more acceptance in my life.
Here's one. Alignment. With whom do you need to align, or with what do you need to align?
Your car?
Sometimes. You drive a lot in Kansas City. If you live off of Warnell.
I didn't get it.
Yes, I did.
You have to fix your alignment.
Number two on the list, Sam, is action.
Yeah. Which, I mean, you could take actionable change and change it to just action. It basically, don't sit there and identify your problems as millennials and Gen Zers like to do and do nothing about it. Make things happen.
Somebody in the text line says, my words for the year are going to be belly up. Really? Really?
Again, that's two words. I think we should keep it to one word.
Resilience, grace, patience.
These are all coming in on the text line.
I love grace. You know why? Grace works two ways. It's grace with others and training ourselves if someone is acting differently than maybe we would to give them some grace because you never know what's going on in someone else's life.
Which is also kind of acceptance.
Yep. Also grace toward yourself.
Persistence. That's a good one.
I like persistence.
What's your word?
I'm leaning towards persistence.
Now it has to be something.
If you were leaning toward it, you wouldn't be persistent.
True.
I also agree with what Scott was about to say. It has to be something you're not already.
It's something that would bring a change in your life, a positive, presumably, change in your life. I don't accept things that I don't like very well. I need to work on my ability to accept things that I don't like.
All right, I'll change mine to appease the one word requirement. Positivity.
Okay.
Because I see the negative way too often.
You diligence.
Don't want actionable change. That's why you changed your word.
That's right. I'm actionably changing it.
And it's also a little redundant, sort of.
Yeah, I like it. You guys, we should all pick a word of the year. Should the show have a word of the year?
Don't suck.
Okay. Two words. All right, I'll give you that.
Say it, if you say it fast, forward. Keep moving forward. Simone Biles is the Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year.
Good for her.
2024, yep. The 11-time Olympic medalist was named today by Sports Illustrated as their Sports Person of the Year. Quoting here from Simone Biles, who spoke with Good Morning America, honestly, it is such a huge honor. I know some of the greats that have won it in prior years. So to just keep gymnastics on the map is really exciting. She's 27 years old.
Wow.
I know a lot of people love the sport of gymnastics during an Olympic year and have followed my career closely, but I am still very shocked. I feel like I'm always shocked winning any sort of award or being honored.
Good for her. That makes me so happy.
She is currently tied for second most decorated female gymnast in Olympic history.
Let's switch to football just for a second. Okay. Is it okay to not root against the Chiefs this weekend, but to not be devastated if they don't play their starters and they lose?
No, not at all.
No?
They already have the number one seed.
So they're not going to play anyone of import.
Patrick Mahomes will not play.
Right.
This game is very important for the Broncos.
It's very important for the Broncos.
Yeah, so they can have a first round loss.
There are six teams left in our survivor pool. I have not yet chosen Denver.
I would choose Denver.
Okay.
Ooh.
But there's a huge superstition element to this, Scott. We were talking about this over the weekend. You can't root against your own team. I don't know that I could actually pull the trigger and say, I'm going to pick Denver. Even though I think I should, I don't think I can do it.
What are the other options?
Well, we're getting down to brass tacks here. There's not a lot of good teams left on that sheet from which to choose.
And I would go with Denver.
Ooh. Scott's word, notwithstanding.
Really?
That should be the team word of the year. Notwithstanding.
Who are your options, Dana?
I'll have to go back and look, but Denver is the best option of all of them.
You have to figure out how to log in first?
Yes. If I knew how to log in, I could tell you, Sam, what my options were.
Well, maybe the head of the league could just text you.
Because my word of the year is hope and a little bit of acceptance. I'm going to hope my phone is fixed before week's end, but accept the fact that it is not.
No, wait, when did hope become her word of the year?
I don't know. That's a new one to me.
With respect to my phone, I'm going to have to use some hope.
I thought it was, what was her word? It wasn't hope.
Wasn't focus.
Nice. It was watertorial.
Watertorial. And Bryce James, the younger son of basketball legend LeBron James, has committed to the University of Arizona for the 2025 class. The 17-year-old making the announcement on Instagram with a photoshopped image of himself playing for the team next to Wildcats head coach Tommy Lloyd, along with the caption, 100% committed. His dad, LeBron, posting, congratulations, Maximus. I am so proud of you. His real name is Bryce. I don't know where Maximus came from. He's a four-star prospect. Okay. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. By the way, inducted last night into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If you got to see it last night on TV, and Lou Gramm came out on this song.
Really?
Kelly Clarkson started it. And then out of nowhere, here comes Lou Gramm with the tribute band that is now Foreigner. Because they have no remaining original members left. Also inducted last night, I'm going off memory here, a Tribe Called Quest. Who else was?
In my life.
There was a great, it was a super group with Slash on guitar, Chad Smith from the Red Hots on drums. Oh, who was that? I'll think of it later.
I'm going to have that song in my head all day now.
A driver was pulled over for playing a video game while speeding at 107 miles per hour on I-35 in Clay Como.
Good God.
107 miles per hour, he was playing a video game. The incident occurred on December 27th when officers stopped a white car. Police say the driver was engrossed in a video game, was also operating on a suspended license.
That goes without saying.
The department quipped in a social media post, we forgot to ask if he was playing NASCAR, but we will assume.
Great.
We have ignored the big stories of the past few days, and we did it on purpose, because every once in a while, we like to bring you the lighthearted side of the news and of life, but we cannot ignore the serious side of life. And we all know what happened since we were last together. Sadly, Jimmy Carter passed at the age of 100. There is a national day of mourning on January 9th. You know, and we'll get to the situation in New Orleans here in just a second. I totally understand, you know, when Ronald Reagan died and when Gerald Ford died, they take them to Michigan, Gerald Ford, California, Ronald Reagan. Then they go to Washington, D.C., where they lie in the rotunda. And then they fly them back to their presidential library, wherever that may be, and they bury them there. But is it me, or is it a little too much? I mean, for example, Jimmy Carter is not going to be buried for another week.
I don't think it's too much, and here's why. He was the kindest, loveliest human being. I don't even want to have a discussion humble. About the political. He was humble. He was the president who picked up a hammer and built the houses. Mm-hmm. He didn't talk about building houses for Habitat for Humanity.
He built them.
Through his 90s, he was building them. And so I do think we stop and we honor the human being. From both sides of the aisle, everybody's saying what a wonderful humanitarian and public servant, where I do believe he thought public service was a calling in a way that today we do not see.
I don't disagree, and I may have been misunderstood when I said it's overdone. What I'm saying is just the how long this lasts.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to start in Plains, Georgia.
Yeah.
Then they're going to Atlanta. Then they're going up to Washington. Then they're going back to Plains.
Yeah.
And all of this starts in a week. I mean, why not start it now? Start in Atlanta, where he was the governor. Go up to Washington. And then back to Plains. You know, he was asked, do you want to go from Washington to Plains in a train? And he told whoever it was that asked him that, if you do that to me, I'm not kidding, I will haunt you until the day that you die.
Wow.
He did not want to go by train. Now to New Orleans. City officials confirmed that the Sugar Bowl has been postponed and will start, I think, at 3 o'clock. This afternoon, if I'm not mistaken on the time. Yes, 3 o'clock Central. As tourists descended on New Orleans to attend the Sugar Bowl at Caesar Superdome on New Year's Day, police swarmed Bourbon Street. 14 people were killed, 30 were injured, when a pickup truck intentionally plowed into a crowd. The FBI, of course, calling it an act of terrorism. Superintendent of Police Ann Kirkpatrick said she wanted the community and visitors to continue enjoying New Orleans despite the tragedy. Dozens of Notre Dame fans could be seen leaving the city. Dozens of Notre Dame fans could be seen leaving the city at New Orleans International Airport. They said it wasn't worth the risk to attend the game.
We had this conversation last night, and I think, you know, it's insensitive to me to even talk about a football game at this juncture. That being said, if you were there to attend the football game, decisions have to be made. Do you stay an extra day? Do you change your flight? Like, all of those decisions have to be made. And then do you believe that we are the safest we've ever been the day after something like this?
Yes.
Or 2 days after something like this? Or do you pack up and head home? I personally would probably pack up and head home.
You would not go to the game?
I just don't. I wouldn't feel right.
Like, it would be disrespectful
somehow,
or dangerous?
Yes.
Which one?
I think disrespectful first, and then the safety aspect second.
They were kind of flippant about it, I thought, the law enforcement leaders. They held that press conference, and I don't know if it was the sheriff or the police chief, but reporters were begging the question, how do you know it's going to be safe? His response, because I'll be there.
Well, that would not be the police chief. The police chief is a woman.
Well, I don't know who it was. I just caught the clip, and I thought to myself, yeah, what an insensitive way to respond to that question.
Hmm. Okay. You've got to get the game in. Am I wrong? I mean, these are two teams who have played their hearts out for a chance to play for a national title.
The NCAA would certainly argue they have to get the game in.
14 mostly young people are dead. I think I understand decisions have to be made, but it does feel like talking about a college football game is extremely insensitive in light of what has happened.
Great point in the text line, though. If they postpone the game, if we don't watch the game, if they don't play the game, doesn't the terrorist win? I mean, that's what they want. They want to scare us into not living our lives, into not going to football games, not going to Bourbon Street, not enjoying what is New Orleans. Now, in fairness, full disclosure, I've never been and have no desire to go.
It would not be a place you would enjoy.
I have no desire to go to New Orleans. However, if the fans don't show up for the Sugar Bowl, this DB wins.
You know, Sam had a good question in the newsroom. How did it even get to this point with this waste of oxygen, who had openly stated on social media platforms that he had a desire to do something like this?
He Facebook lived himself on the way up from Houston.
That, to me, is the question that needs to be answered.
Oh, this guy's beliefs were in no way hidden.
I mean, if you order an ISIS flag online, and I presume that's where he got it, don't you automatically go under surveillance of some kind?
I would guess the answer is no, Scott. You are still free in the United States to order a Nazi Germany flag. I mean, where would you draw that line?
Oh, pardon me. It was the governor who said it'll be safe because I'll be there.
Yeah,
somehow that's even more insensitive.
I don't know.
Well, kickoff is in, I think, 3 minutes. We'll keep you posted throughout the afternoon. If anything changes, maybe we'll come back to it a little bit later in the program. Brian Busby joins us at 3:15.
Let's talk about the weather because it is knocking at our door. Saturday into Sunday, and the totals, whew, some of them are all over the board on the high end. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to him about that straight ahead.
We are under Operation Stormwatch. That is brought to you by JR and Company Roofing. News is next with Dan Weinbaum. Here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.